This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for June 30th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off, JLN, today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. CFTC Commissioner Dawn Stump did it. She used the title Back to the Future in a speech, utilizing the words that have become trite headline fodder. The speech was prepared to be delivered to the ISDA Derivatives Trading Forum. The Washington Post has a story about how ADM sold some land in South Carolina that had processing and grain storage facilities to a company owned by then soon to be U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue. The land sold for $250,000, but it was assessed as much as 12 times higher in value. The story indicates that ADM was trying to curry favor with Perdue before he became Ag Secretary because it had some issues before the Department of Agriculture. The deal was not previously disclosed by the former governor. That was reported in the Washington Post. Northern Trust was hit with an almost $1 million fine by the NFA for an issue with the swap dealer operation. The complaint alleged that Northern Trust failed to establish adequate written procedures reasonably designed to ensure the firm executed written swap trading relationship documentation with counterparties prior to or contemporaneously with entering into a swap transaction. The fine was $999,000. There's an issue with the John Lothian News this morning. We are looking into it. There were no new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Today, we published an interview with John Walls of ADMIS about his career and the development of the technology to help enhance the trading floor that transitioned to electronic trading. It is part of our The Path to Electronic Trading series. Mexico's Supreme Court essentially legalized individual cannabis use in the country on Monday, declaring the general health law that prohibits recreational cannabis use by adults unconstitutional. However, adults who want to smoke marijuana or grow cannabis for their own use still need a government permit until further legislation is enacted. The High Court's ruling follows the Mexican Senate's failure to meet a court-imposed deadline of April 30th to pass a cannabis law bill. More details on the significance of the action are in Harris Bricken's Cannabis Law blog. Suzanne Cosgrove reported that. ISDA's latest monthly podcast, Resilience by Margin, focuses on the initial margin rule for non-cleared derivatives. Greg O'Donohue of the Ontario Teachers Pension Plan and Jerome Blaise of BNP Paribas Security Services weigh in on its impact with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. Here's our video from the Path to Electronic Trading series, John Walls. John Walls is an executive with ADM Investor Services, but he started in the industry like many others of his generation as a trading floor messenger or runner. As a runner on the Mid-America Commodity Exchange trading floor working for Scheck in trading, Walls took advantage of nearly every opportunity he was presented with to learn all different aspects of the markets and the futures industry. To watch this video, you can find it on johnlothiannews.com. Here's another video from John Lothian News. BSO founder and CEO Michael Oraba talks pandemic telecom experience and rebranding the firm. Michael Oraba is the founder and CEO of BSO, a technology infrastructure provider specializing in connectivity for finance and capital markets users. BSO recently embarked on a rebranding after being more of an engineering-focused company that was bad at marketing. John Lothian News interviewed Oraba over Zoom about BSO's rebranding, telecoms in the age of the pandemic, cybersecurity, business as the world reopens, virtual reality, and what comes next in technology. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Growing gaps in U.S. vaccination rates show regions at risk. Analysis of data shows a split in the U.S. inoculations, with the bottom fifth of counties falling far behind. The gap between the most vaccinated and the least vaccinated places in the U.S. has exploded in the past 3 months and continues to widen despite efforts to convince more Americans to get a COVID shot. On a national level, the news appears good. About 300,000 new people are getting a COVID vaccine every day in the U.S., and 54% of the full U.S. population has at least one dose. The country's vaccine campaign is among the most successful in the world. States have lifted restrictions on business and socializing, and hospitalizations have plunged. My comment, look at the map and try to avoid the areas with fewer vaccinations to protect yourself. Here is a story from Bloomberg Businessweek. The family behind the COVID bleach cure was making a fortune. When Donald Trump suggested injecting bleach, the Genesis 2 church just had the sacrament until Operation Quack Hack landed four elders in jail. Mark Grennan jolted awake in a sweat, his heart pounding. He'd been shaken by a nightmare that his family was about to be captured by armed forces who wanted to put him behind bars for life. In a rare feat for a false prophet, Grennan's vision essentially came true. At the break of dawn the next morning, July 8, 2020, as police helicopters circled overhead, a SWAT team appeared in armored vehicles and raided the headquarters of the Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing in Bradenton, Florida, which doubled as the family home. Two of Grennan's sons, Jordan and Jonathan, were arrested. My comment, when you see something really stupid in the news, there is a backstory somewhere. Here is the backstory for the church that was promoting drinking bleach to cure COVID-19. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our most read story on Tuesday was the obituary for Audrey Dolores D. Durr Hansen, who was the manager of the Visitors Gallery at the Chicago Board of Trade for many years, from Tribune Archive, the Cremation Society of Illinois. Second was the RJO press release, RJ O'Brien promotes Staniford to president, about the new role for Daniel Staniford. Third was CNN's, with more contagious Delta variant, some officials are issuing new mask guidance. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you are not already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.